Hello, and welcome to the Absolute Recap U.S. Government and Politics Edition. Our philosophy is to maximize your understanding and minimize your need for memorization. Each episode will recap content, skills, and test-taking tips to help you succeed in May. I'm your host, Melanie Kingett, and your recap starts now. Hi, and welcome to the Absolute Recap U.S. Gov Edition. Today's episode will recap exam structure and an overview of what to expect on the actual day. Let's zoom out. The AP U.S. government exam is 3 hours long.
Oh, dear.
Deep breath. It includes multiple choice questions and FRQs, or free response questions. As students, you've taken many tests with multiple choice questions in the past. So what makes an AP exam any different? Let's zoom in. The multiple choice questions are designed to test certain skills, including data analysis and inference, content application, and comparison. These 55 multiple choice questions are taken in 80 minutes. You should have more than enough time to do that. So it's important for you to make sure you're reading all parts of the data source provided, like the axis and key scale. You should spend about 60 to 90 seconds on each question. How do you get to this pacing? Well, practice.
We're talking about practice.
It can be really hard to get to a point of answering these questions so quickly. But the more that you practice, the better you'll get. It's kind of like baseball. If you're stepping up to the plate, you've taken some practice swings, and you've probably swung a bat that has a weight on the end. When you're practicing to take these multiple choice questions, challenge yourself. Try to complete them at first in 2 minutes, working your way up to 90 seconds. And then to really challenge yourself in those last few weeks leading up to the exam, work on finishing multiple choice questions at a faster pace than necessary. On the day of the exam, you will be allowed to bring in a watch, but it has to be a traditional, non-smartphone style watch. Having a watch on your wrist while you're practicing will allow you to feel more comfortable using this as a pacing guide on the day of the exam. The other 100 minutes of testing will come from free response questions. There are four of them, each worth 12.5% of your FRQ score, which is then 50% of your final score. Question one is a concept application and is worth 3 points. Although each FRQ is worth 12.5%, the other questions are worth more points. This means that each individual point on question one is worth more.
Are you scared?
Make sure you take your time here. You will be given an authentic scenario you haven't previously studied and be asked to describe and explain effects of political institution, behavior, or process. You will then be asked to apply that concept to a new situation. Question two is a quantitative analysis, usually of a visual. Question three will be your Supreme Court analysis, where you will take information about one of the 15 required Supreme Court cases and apply the line of reasoning there to another unknown case. Finally, question four is an argumentative essay worth 6 points. We will go over how to write a successful essay in a future episode. I'm gonna let you in on a secret. The information that your teachers have, you can have it too.
Woo!
The CED, or Course Exam Description, is a PDF document that is released by the College Board and readily available online. I encourage you to download this document. In it, we'll have practice questions, layouts of the exam, as well as an overview of all 5 units you will be expected to study.
That's all we needed.
How is your exam scored? Well, all AP exams are scored on the same 5-point scale. However, not all percentage correct questions equates to the same score on an exam. What I mean by that is getting half of the information correct on one type of topic may get you a 3, while on another topic, it may get you a 4. The methods of these scorings do change from year to year. However, as a general rule, if you're earning a 5 on an AP exam, this correlates to having an A's content knowledge in a college-level course. A 4 represents being comfortable with the material to earn a B, B+, or A-, whereas a 3 represents a C, C+, or B- grade. One of the great innovations of the 2020 school year was the redevelopment of the College Board online platforms and launching of AP Classroom. If you're signed up to take the exam in May, you've already registered through AP Classroom. However, it has many more tools than just to sign up. The AP Classroom consists of practice questions called progress checks that allow you to get instant feedback on how comfortable and how capable and how ready you are for all the information coming up on your exam. If you have not yet practiced with any of these questions, I encourage you to speak to your teacher. Ask them to assign them. The purpose of these questions is for practice.
Practice.
They will not count against your grade in class. But this will give you a realistic expectation of what you know and what you don't. Half of the struggle of preparing for an exam is to figure out what you need to work on. Once you've completed your progress checks, you'll have a better understanding of what you still need to study. And that's where the Absolute Recap U.S. Government Edition comes in. To recap, the government exam consists of two sections. The first, a multiple choice section, is 80 minutes long and contains 55 questions. The second is free response questions. This is 100 minutes long and contains 4 questions. Parts 1 and 2 are equally weighted and will both contribute towards your score. Remember, AP exams are scored on a scale of 1 to 5. Coming up next on the Absolute Recap U.S. Government Edition, the Articles of Confederation. Today's question of the day is about exam structure. True or false? You will have no idea which Supreme Court cases you need to know for the test. For the answer to the question of the day, please follow us on Instagram at the Absolute Recap. That's the APSOLUTE Recap. For updates on episode schedules, study guides, and to contact us with questions and suggestions, please visit our website, theabsoluterecap.com. The Absolute Recap is produced by Brad Kingett with music by Zach Caruso. Today's episode was written by an AP Gov teacher. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Time's up, votes are in. Thank you for listening to the Absolute Recap U.S. Government and Politics Edition. AP is a registered trademark of the College Board. Copyright 2020, Absolute Recap, LLC, all rights reserved.